Do you realise what I'm saying? The ladies got it right and the men didn't believe them. Yeah? Right. Okay. No protests, please, because we're going to emphasise some of that again in a minute. And it was very much tradition, of course, in Judea at the time. And in other areas around and about, long before Jesus, and indeed long after. So, having got that out of the way, I'm not going to see any protest. Girls and boys, I need you. I'm going to come up here. Because Mrs. Allen, Adrian, is going to help the girls, and I'm going to help the boys. Come on then. Off you come. Oh, she's over here. All right, okay. Yeah, Mum's going to come as well, yeah. That's fine. But I need you. Yeah. Okay, we're all. Right. Oh, you're dividing up well. Boys this side, girls that side. That's fantastic. Okay. Stay over the way. Right. Come on then. You're going to pretend to be a boy. Excellent. Well done. Okay. Now then, the girls, you're going to be acting the part of the women. Alright? Like Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James. They were all listed in the reading this morning. If you've been listening very carefully, and I didn't test you, you'd be pleased to know. And in Mark's Gospel, there was somebody else called a lady called Salome as well. And there were others, said Luke. So the fact that we've only got three or four here, that's all right. That covers everybody, doesn't it? And the boys, even acting Jesus' as disciples. Plus Carol. So any more boys? You know, we can do with a few more.
There's a boy over there.
Right, okay. We don't want to come, Carolyn. Carolyn. Alright, don't worry. Right, now up there we have a picture. Can you see up there? We have a picture up there of the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem. And there is the black hole, which is the doorway, and you could walk up in it. And you could see.
You aren't quite that fine.
You can see that you can walk into it, and inside you will see the empty tomb. Up, and the picture up there, look. Yeah? That's in a garden in Jerusalem. And at the back of the church, there's another garden, which is transformed. When I saw it on Friday, the stone was across the hole, the entrance hall. And today I noticed, what did I notice? What did I notice? Where was the stone? Was it in front of the tomb? No. Where was it?
Gone.
Gone. Right, it had gone. It had been rolled away. Yes, indeed. And that's the plot this morning back there. I'm being sorted out again. Well done, Karen. The girls, oh no, we've got to pretend it's very early in the morning. Who got up early this morning to eat Easter eggs?
No, did you?
You didn't. Well, the girls have got up early in the morning.
I didn't.
Oh no, that's right. Well, you're a boy. That's all right. Right, okay. So, the girls went off to see the tomb, because they had some special duties to do. And you're going to go off with Adrian now, and the boys are going to stay here with me.
Right, come on then, girls. We know that on the day Jesus was killed, they put him in the tomb, but the men did it. Come on. Let's go and see if they've done a decent job of it. We know they were in a hurry, because it was the Sabbath day. So we've got to go and make sure they did it properly. Okay. So we need to wrap up the body and make it smell nice and put some nice things in it, okay? So should we do it now? Right, you're going to do it for me. You're going to wrap up. Can we do it now? Can we do it?
There's nothing there.
Disciples told us, is it? They told us he was dead and he was buried in there. I think you better go back and tell them, don't you? Quick.
Yeah, okay then. Let's go and check this out.
Typical. They never believe what we say, do they?
Come on then, boys. Come on then. We better rush down there and find this out for once. Okay. Here we go. Is there anything there, boys? Can you see? What have we got? Oh. Carolyn, you stand back. You stand back and let the boys in. All right, okay. Can you see anything in there? No? Oh, goodness me. Oh, well, we've got to go back and say, well, yeah, you got it right, didn't you? You think so? Yeah. Okay then, come on then. We better go back. Yes, they were right. The women had remembered what Jesus had said when he was alive. He said it lots and lots and lots of times that after 3 days he would rise again, and they had remembered it. And in the coming weeks we're going to hear stories of the things that happened which show that his power is even with us today. And that's a fantastic thing, so that we know that Jesus has risen from the dead. We've heard that phrase so often this morning, I'm going to sing it again later on as well, that Jesus is risen. That's fantastic. So keep following Jesus, won't you? Yeah? Yes, and we will know that he indeed is risen from the dead. And we can all shout out after Jesus is risen from the dead. What do we shout? What do we shout? Can you shout at all?
No, we can.
They got it. Yeah, you can shout.
Hallelujah. 1, 2, go. Hallelujah.
Anybody, boys, can you shout? No, they can't shout. They got proven wrong, didn't they? Yeah, right. Okay. Thank you all very much.
Well done.
Well done. Brilliant. Few minutes I'm going to be talking to for the adults now. I've got the other microphone. Logistics, magic. Right. The women came back from their early morning duties, their walk of duty. They saw the disciples. And I guess excitedly, fearfully perhaps, and yet again, equally with certainty, telling the news that they had been given. He is not here, he is risen. Especially after they remember what Jesus had repeatedly told them. The disciples looked at them disbelievingly, and Peter, I guess, opened his mouth. It's usually Peter, wasn't it? He doesn't say so, but I guess it was him. And he said, "That's fake news. Fake news, that is. You must be wrong. This is the sort of thing that just doesn't happen. It's fake news." I suppose we better go and see for ourselves. And off they went. They saw. And then they believed. The experience of the women was so different from the experience of the men. It begs the question, how do we experience God? Ultimately, it's a question that I can't answer for you. It is for you to answer, for you to think about how you experience God. It has to be that personal response. But the fact that we are here together in worship, singing of the risen Lord, listening to scripture, praying, thinking, and indeed imagining, such an important part of our worship, I always maintain, that we imagine. It is a way of experiencing God here together. But then there are those moments of quiet reflection. We undertake alone in the presence of God, experiencing his love and care for us individually. And in those moments that we come to know that the risen Christ is no fake news, but a living reality right in the centre of each of our lives. This causes us, allows us to live for Christ in the world. But when we do, the world is looking back at us, with many proclaiming that indeed we do proclaim fake news, for they just cannot believe it. What a challenge for us. What a challenge for us in today's world. How are we going to react? What are we going to do? We therefore must proclaim our risen Lord and Saviour. Proclaim the real news in words and deeds, showing that Jesus is alive through our loving and our responding. Showing that Jesus is alive through our giving and our sharing. Showing that Jesus is alive in our practical teaching and practical caring. The world needs the real news. The real news of Christ risen here in this village, here in this area, here in the world in which we live. With this goes our practical expressions of Christ risen to so many that who are now in need. Watch the news on your television. I don't need to make any long lists. And so this Easter day and every day, the challenge is for us, individually, collectively, to proclaim that the real news is that Jesus is risen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.